News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Bad news if you find yourself in a position where you need an ambulance in the coming days, because the Unite and SIPTU trade unions are commencing a work to rule in the National Ambulance Service, followed by a 24-hour work stoppage. Owen Drummy is with us. He's the regional officer in Waterford with Unite. Owen, just walk us through the planned industrial action, if you would.
Morning, Anton. Look, our members across the ambulance service that will commence and have commenced a walk to rule effective from 8 o'clock this morning. And they'll work strictly in accordance with contractual obligations only.
And that's going to be followed by an all-out strike of your members?
Well, unfortunately, it is going to be followed by a 24-hour strike action commencing at 8 o'clock tomorrow. Yes.
Now, we've discussed before on this programme the concerns that you have in respect of pay and the changing roles of your members. Whatever about the legitimacy of your cause, nobody rings an ambulance on a whim. Nobody rings an ambulance when they believe they have another option. And you're going to put them in a position where they make that call and for some the ambulance won't come. How do you justify that?
Well, firstly, Anton, what I would say is our ambulance members care deeply about patient care. They're frontline professionals who've carried the health service through some of the most difficult periods in recent history, as we're all aware. And this dispute and the legitimacy of the dispute is and was entirely avoidable. And the responsibility for any disruption rests squarely with HSE management and government, who failed to act on recommendations that are essentially now 6 years old.
Indeed, but the strike action is yours own. It is your members who are making the decision that if somebody has a fall, if an elderly person breaks a hip and they make that call, an ambulance won't come. How do you justify that level of impact?
That's not the case, Anton. As a matter of fact, we've engaged over the course of the last week in contingency planning, as we're obliged to do so. And there is emergency ambulance cover and personnel on the ground tomorrow across each of the regions.
But the thing is, Owen, ambulances are by definition emergency cover. If you are going to reduce the capacity of people to send out ambulances, you're going to reduce the capacity of ambulances to get to emergencies. That's going to have a massive impact.
As with any industrial dispute and strike action, there is going to be impacts on services. I note that the HSE, I suppose, have been a bit slow in terms of getting communication out to members of the public, and I suppose that's synonymous with the HSE in its entirety.
But the nature of the service that you provide, I mean, if the bins go on strike, it's horrible and smelly and there's a public health concern. If you go on strike, people in their moments of greatest need make a phone call and it goes unanswered. That is a huge impact, and it is an impact on the most vulnerable. By definition, you can't be more vulnerable than when you're calling an ambulance. How do you justify that?
Well, again, I suppose ultimately it's on the government. It's on the Minister for Health, who's remained completely silent. And I suppose in terms of today's industrial action piece, there's still time. There's ample opportunity for intervention to come about between now and 8 o'clock this morning.
Are you optimistic that that'll happen?
At this moment in time, I'm not optimistic, given, as I've said, that there's been a continued muteness from the Minister for Health. But ultimately, there is time.
What's your members' reaction to the impact that this will have? Because, I mean, obviously your members have voted for this. Your members have a strong desire to see action taken on something where there hasn't been action in so long. But they must also look at things like the HSE contingency plans of telling people to go to their pharmacy or go to an urgent care clinic and think about the people that they normally serve and the impact this will have. Are they regretful?
Well, as I said, there's no worker, let alone ambulance personnel, that want to have to take industrial and or strike action lightly. As I said, they're dedicated frontline professionals. And I suppose in terms of a background on this, our members have helped transform the ambulance service from primarily a patient transport model into a modern pre-hospital emergency care service, delivering advanced clinical interventions and improved patient outcomes, which we're all aware of.
But oddly, isn't that the irony of the whole thing, that exactly the service that of which you are so proud is what people now depend on and on Tuesday won't get?
Well, it's not a case that they won't get. there will be responses.
What happens if, after having done the strike action, the HSE doesn't blink?
Well, look, as you're aware, we've been very consistent in terms of what's being put out in the media. Tomorrow, effectively, is a 24-hour stoppage. The work to rule will obviously continue on Wednesday. And we've a further 48-hour stoppage commencing effective from next Tuesday.
And have you got any sense, because obviously the HSE has talked about contingencies, but they haven't given us hard numbers. Do you have any sense of what the reduction in service is likely to be during that 24-hour period and the 48-hour period?
Well, the reduction in service, we've engaged extensively throughout the course of last week on what's going to be in place. But numbers-wise, nationally, look, as I said, there is going to be an impact. There's nobody denying that. But equally, I'll double down and say what I've already reiterated. The silence from the government, the minister and the HSE combined, there is still ample opportunity for intervention.
Do you think that any of this, regardless of who you see as culpable, whether it's yourselves or it's the HSE, do you think it puts lives at risk?
Well, ultimately it does. And the blame will lie squarely with the government and the Minister for Health.
Owen, thank you very much. Owen Drummy there, Regional Officer for Unite Union in Waterford. And of course, Unite and SIP2 members commencing that work to rule today, with a 24-hour work stoppage beginning early tomorrow morning. And obviously, as you heard, there is prospect that that may be alleviated or that may be avoided, depending on what happens between now and then. But otherwise, 24-hour work stoppage, continuing work to rule, followed by a subsequent 48-hour work stop.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.